Wake Up Tri-County is live from our Save-A-Lot studio. Good morning, I'm Sean Cronin. And joining us now are friends from OSF St. Luke Medical Center. We have Sarah Umfleet and Samantha Rocks. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Samantha, tell us if you've got any announcements.
Sure. So, you know, I always give an update on the masking situation. We are substantial community transmission in both Henry and Bureau County. So masking is encouraged but not required. So just wanted to put that out there for any of our patients or visitors who might be visiting the hospital this week. Doctor's Day is Thursday, so that's always a good time for us to really, you know, highlight our providers and thank them for all that they do in keeping our communities healthy and strong. So looking forward to celebrating that on March 30th. And then there was one other thing that escaped my brain. A reminder to our community that we do have Mass every Thursday at St. Luke. It's at noon in our chapel. And so I know, you know, throughout the pandemic, maybe we had pulled back on some of that, but I just wanted to remind our community that if they're looking to attend Mass or would like to, we do that every Thursday at noon.
All right, Smith, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Now, we're talking with Sarah Umfleet today. We're going to be talking about nutrition, and one of the things that we're going to be discussing is trying to eat well, eat healthy on a budget, and it's been not very easy these days. Inflation has really hit hard, and it's causing food prices to rise, but you've got some tips for us.
I do. So with skyrocketing food costs, I know it's really hard right now to eat right on a budget. So nutrition-wise, it really requires some planning. So I tell people to really plan out what you're going to eat. Start with your shopping list and stick with it when you're at the grocery store. I know shopping for things not on the list that you're more likely to buy can cause an increase in expenses when you're at the grocery store. So really try and stick with a list and plan out what you're going to prepare for the week in advance when you're going to go grocery shopping. It does require extra planning. Also, I tell people cook more, eat less. So some of those more expensive prepackaged foods will cost a little bit more, like those frozen dinners. Of course, going out to eat is going to cost more nowadays with the skyrocketing food prices. You know, restaurants and fast food places are feeling that. So, of course, prices do increase. Decide how much you're going to make or buy when you're making a recipe. So let's say you're going to make spaghetti for your family tonight. You can always make a little bit extra and then freeze the extra. So I know at my house what we do is we make a big pot of chili and then we freeze the leftover chili for a couple weeks in advance, which is really helpful. Buying products more in bulk is often cheaper than buying a single item. Determine where to shop and when to shop. So a lot of times I tell people to look at the sales, look at those coupons. I know Save-A-Lot always sends out a weekly ad that you can take a look at. When it comes to more expensive ingredients like your meat, your seafood, it's really important to shop when those sales are happening. Compare prices, compare different sizes, different brands. It's not always best to buy brand name. You can always go with the cheaper option of the store brand items. Shop for foods that are in season is really important. So frozen and canned produce can be more a better, healthier option when their things are not in season. If you're choosing things like canned produce and you're worried about sodium, looking for those low sodium or no salt added products. Portion control is important, of course, because the smaller portions you eat, you're gonna have more leftovers available. And then also focus on nutritious, low-cost foods. So one common thing we do at our household is like burrito bowls where you mix veggies, chicken or beef, noodles, and rice. So we've done things like brown rice, black beans, avocado, and then add cheese to it, like a burrito bowl. And it's really, really tasty. Other things is like making your own healthy snacks. Sam, what are some healthy snacks that you might eat at home?
You know, my kids are really into fruits and vegetables, so we do a lot of that, actually. And even though that's maybe, you know, a little more expensive to get all that stuff, we might throw some everything bagel seasoning, like on some cucumbers or something like that. I know that's got salt in it, so Sarah's probably going to shame me a little bit.
No, that's perfectly fine. Yeah, so like fruits and vegetables, of course. Carrots are a great option. Grapes, oranges, apples, those ones are always usually in season and you can find good deals on things like that. So those are perfectly great to do. Adding some things like some peanut butter or some cheese with those kind of balances those snacks out. Low-fat yogurt with cottage cheese, that's a great one. Unsalted nuts, dried fruit, whole grain pretzels, cereal, those ones are all great. And then AirPop popcorn is a really great choice too. There's my top 10 budget-friendly foods I like to tell people about. So these are shelf-stable products that I usually keep at home and available. Things like canned fish, like tuna, packets of tuna is great. Oats, eggs, peanut butter, diced tomatoes, beans, onions, and garlic. And then potatoes, frozen berries, and rice. Those are my top 10 budget-friendly foods that you can go anywhere and purchase, and those usually last for a long time. Other things, shelf-stable products, dried canned beans, veggies. Those canned veggies are really good to have. Whole grains, brown rice, quinoa, oats. Pouches of chicken or fish, oils, and dried herbs are great to keep at home. So a quick, easy meal I like to tell people to do is like baked fish with sauteed veggies, frozen veggies, and then like a packet of brown or white rice would be a great meal. Sean, what'd you have for dinner last night?
I had roasted broccoli and lemon chicken.
Ooh, okay. So that's a great meal. And to balance that out, I would have had some type of carb to go with it. So like a rice or a noodle would be a good choice. And those are some great options. Additionally, for kids, I like to say like a black bean and veggie burrito are really great. And then for breakfast, scrambled eggs with cheese, salsa, piece of whole grain toast, and some fruit is a really great option. And then for those who are making something like a soup or a casserole, you can always replace your broccoli with cauliflower. Those are some great choices. I do tell people to enjoy a variety of healthy food from different cultures, focus on vegetables, lean meats, seafood, beans. If you're going out to eat, try and plan ahead of time. So let's say if you're going to go out for dinner, maybe have a lighter lunch, but don't skip lunch. Those are some healthy options to do.
Very good. Now, I've heard of quinoa, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, so it's similar to like a rice. It's actually a seed. A lot of times, so like if we're making like a broccoli cheese casserole, I'll add some quinoa in there. Otherwise, it's a lot of times can be mixed in with brown rice, white rice, and it's just a little bit extra added whole grain in there, and it's got a great source of protein for people.
I have impressed people by being able to spell it, so that's something.
Yeah, that's true. It starts with a Q. It's hard. I know a lot of people find it hard to pronounce, but it's a great choice if you're out there.
Excellent. Anything else you'd like to mention?
If you're interested right now, it's National Nutrition Month. So if you're interested in learning more about nutrition or have a disease that you need help with nutrition-wise, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, weight loss, dietitians are out there and helpful. You can always come to OSF St. Luke Medical Center. I am taking new patients. You just give us a call and we can place a referral to your primary care provider.
That's an interesting point, too, is that if you're somebody who's feeling like maybe I'm putting on weight or I'm beginning to feel sluggish all the time and I'm not sure why, you might check in with your dietitian and check in on see if your diet is causing these things.
Yep. So a lot of times we focus primarily first on food as things to help with your disease symptoms and whatnot. So I know with diabetes, we really focus on healthy lifestyle choices. Food, nutrition, exercise, things like that that we can focus on. Also cigarette smoking, things like that.
Yeah, cigarette smoking is bad. Just no.
That one's bad.
There's just nothing good about it.
Yep, very true.
All right, well, Sarah and Sam, thank you so much.
Thank you.